USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has now passed more than 400,000 deaths from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic. The country has averaged more than 3,200 deaths a day for the last 7 days, as Tuesday became the first day since New Year's Day that there were less than 200,000 new infections reported. At a memorial service for those lives lost to the pandemic, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris said it's a time for the nation to grieve and to heal together.
We gather tonight, a nation in mourning, to pay tribute to the lives we have lost. A grandmother or grandfather who was our whole world. A parent, partner, sibling, or friend who we still cannot accept is no longer here. And for many months, we have grieved by ourselves. Tonight, we grieve and begin healing together.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
12 members of the National Guard sent to Washington, D.C. to help secure Wednesday's inauguration have been sent home following a vetting process. Defense Department officials say two had expressed anti-government sentiments on social media, with the other 10 being removed for a variety of reasons. General Daniel Hawkinson, chief of the National Guard Bureau, said those troops were sent home out of an abundance of caution.
We work very closely with law enforcement, and if there's any identification or anything whatsoever that needs to be looked into, out of an abundance of caution, we automatically pull those personnel off the line and make sure that they're not part of the mission set. And in certain cases, we make sure that we get them sent home. But we're in very close coordination also within our organization. We're kind of a family in the National Guard. We grow up together, we work together, and we keep an eye on each other. And if there's any indications, we immediately address it through the chain of command or law enforcement, the appropriate level of agency.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump made his farewell address to the nation Tuesday, telling the country that the best is yet to come, and that the movement he started is only just beginning.
Now, as I prepare to hand power over to a new administration, I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Our communities will flourish, our people will be prosperous, our traditions will be cherished, and our future will be brighter than ever before. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come. Thank you and farewell. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
And Hall of Fame pitcher Don Sutton has died. Sutton spent most of his 23 years in the major leagues with the L.A. Dodgers, becoming a four-time All-Star and winning more than 300 games. After his playing days came to an end, Sutton spent more than a quarter of a century in the booth as an analyst for the Atlanta Braves radio and TV broadcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.